This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The calendar says it's March, but there are those who don't believe the month really doesn't begin until the madness does. The NCAA basketball tournament starts next week, which means ESPN's college sports commentator Rhys Davis is going to be getting really busy. This past weekend, Davis and crew wrapped up their 10th season of College Game Day. And while he has made the big time now, he sure didn't start out there. So here he is with the latest installment of our series, First Jobs.
My first job was in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, my hometown. I washed trucks for Weyerhaeuser on Saturday mornings. And when you're 13, 14 years old, that sounds like a really, really good idea because you're going to have your own money. For washing trucks on a Saturday morning at Weyerhaeuser, which took, I don't know, 5-6 hours by the time we finished, I think I might have made like 30 or 40 bucks. If the weather was nice, that was great. When the weather was cold, it was awful because you climbed up underneath the trucks and you had to spray that high-powered hose on the truck and then get down in there and scrub all the road grime off of it. And you just hope that the guy driving the truck hadn't gone through fresh tar on the road, because if you did that, you were there forever. I saved money for shoes because I was so poor that, you know, I didn't have any shoes to wear to school. I just usually wore, you know, cardboard boxes or egg cartons or something like that. Sometimes, you know, if it were really cold, I would have to wrap my feet in plastic bags because we couldn't afford shoes. I'm kidding about that. I did save for shoes, though. I saved for the Converse All-Star basketball shoes, the high-top ones that Dr. J advertised at the time. I think it taught me something that I've carried with me for the rest of my life. I don't want to work for a living. I'm being only somewhat facetious there, but I think it was good for me to actually go and have to work like that. And it wasn't the most fun job in the world, but I think it has proven to be at least somewhat beneficial in my experience and learning work ethic, dependability, and all of that type of thing. I almost always just drive through the car wash. I don't remember the last time I even manually washed my car. Maybe I'm traumatized.